So let's review. The Mishnah had stated that one may carry a midrash while carrying Truma, but not while carrying Kodesh. Kodesh my time aloy. Mishum Maisa Shahaya. The reason why you cannot carry a midrash while carrying Kodesh is because of the following incident. Someone was once carrying a barrel of Kodesh wine, when the strap of his sandal, which was the midrash of a Zav, broke. The person took it and placed it on the mouth of the barrel, and it fell inside the barrel, making it Tomei like every Kli Cheres which becomes Tomei when Tomei enters its airspace. At that time they ruled. A person carrying a midrash may carry Truma but not Kodesh. The Gemara explains that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Reb Hananya ben Akavya, who holds that when the Chachamim made a gzera as a result of an incident that occurred, the gzera only applies to the exact scenario as the original case. Therefore, the gzera was only extended to Kodesh and not to Truma. The Gemara also relates that Ma'isa ba'adam echad shayim maver mechatas ve'ever chatas be'yarden u'besfina v'nimtze kezayis meis tochav be'karkayasta shal svina ba'isa sha'amru lo yisa adam mechatas ve'ever chatas ve'yavirem be'yarden besfina. Someone's once carrying mechatas and ever chatas on the Jordan River in a boat, and a piece of a corpse the size of a kezayis was found stuck in the bottom of the boat. As Rashi explains, v'ha'ilu ala v'nitmu. The mechatas and ever chatas formed an oil over the kezayis of corpse and became tame. At that they ruled, a person may not carry mechatas and ever chatas in a boat over the Jordan River. Though other tanoim extend the gezer to similar cases, such as floating the ever chatas over the river or carrying them in a boat over other rivers, Hananya ben Akavya holds that the gezer only applies to the exact scenario as the original case, in a boat on the Jordan River. The Gemara then poses three questions. Sandal Tomei, Sandal Tahar Mahu, Chavis Psucha, Chavis Stuma Mahu, Avivinasa Mahu. Does the Gzer apply to carrying a Tahar sandal or only a Tomei sandal? Does the Gzer apply to a sealed barrel or only an open barrel? If a person carried a midrash together with Kodesh, ensuring that the two do not come into contact, is the Kodesh going to be Asr B'di'evit? The Gemara only answers the last question. According to Machlekes, Bila Amar Im Avivinasa Tomei, Reb Zeir Amar Avav Nisa Tahar. According to Reb Ila, it's rendered Tameh, and according to Reb Zeir, it remains Tahar. The Mishnah had taught that if a Kli was finished in a state of Tahara, it may be used immediately for Truma, but must be Tevel before it's used for Kodesh. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah is speaking about a case, Digamrinu Chaver, or Mishim Tzinur Da'ama Aretz, where a Chaver completed the Kelim. Nonetheless, even though a Chaver is careful with regard to Tumah, we're concerned by Kodesh, that perhaps the spittle of an Ama Oretz, which is Tamei, landed on the Kli, Mikmei Degamri, V'dilma Be'idno Degamri Adayin Lachei, before it was finished, and therefore before the Chava would be very careful, since the Kli wasn't yet susceptible to Tumah, and after the Kli was finished, the Reik was still moist, imparting Tumah into the Kli. The Gemara then infers from the Mishnah that Tevila in Herev Shemesh Loi, we don't need to wait for nightfall. Rather, as soon as the Kli was immersed, it may be used for Kodesh. The Gemara suggests that our Mishnah doesn't follow the opinion of Reb Eliezer, who ostensibly holds that we do need to wait for nightfall after immersing a newly finished Kli before we use it for Kodesh. However, after a lengthy back and forth, this is rejected. Our Mishnah could even be consistent with Reb Eliezer's opinion. The Mishnah had also taught that HaKli Mitzarev Masha B'Toichei L'Kodesh Abalo L'Truma. A Kli joins all of the contents together for Kodesh, but not for Truma. Therefore, if there are many pieces of Kodesh in a Kli, and the Tameh person touches one of them, they're all Tameh. It's as though all the pieces are one large piece, part of which was touched by the Tameh person. Menon Emili, Amr B'Chanan, Dom Akra, Kaf Achas Asar Zohav Malei K'Toiris, HaKosav Asoy L'Chom Masha B'Kaf Achas. Reb Chanan learns this principle from the pasuk, one gold ladle of 10 shekels, filled with incense. The seemingly superfluous word one in the pasuk teaches that everything in the ladle is considered to be one. The Gemara adds that according to Reb Chanan, the iraisa yesh leitoich mitzarev, en leitoich ein mitzarev. Vas rabbanan betiknu da'afal gav de en leitoich mitzarev. On a deraisa level, only a kli that has an interior, such as a ladle, will join together its contents. However, on a deraisa level, a kli that doesn't have an interior, such as a flat leather spread, will not join its contents together. Nonetheless, on the derabbanan level, even a kli without an interior joins the contents together. However, the Gemara concludes, "Upliga d'Reb Chanan ad Reb Chiya bar Abba." Reb Chanan disagrees with Reb Chiya bar Abba, who holds that the entire principle of a kli joining together its contents is entirely rabbinic in nature, even with regard to a kli that has an interior.